They came, they met, and for the most part, they agreed. All eight leaders of the G8 have managed to overcome fundamental differences in agreeing on a 7-point plan for Syria. The British Prime Minister hailed the outcome of the summit as a resounding success, but scratched the surface of the communique and fundamental differences over Syria's future remain. Europe correspondent Barbara Miller reports.
David Cameron set the agenda for this G8 summit some time ago.
Tax, trade and transparency, what I call the three T's.
But it was the big S that dominated this two-day meeting, Syria. For a while, it looked like Russia might be left out in the cold. But in the end, a joint communique was agreed, a 7-point plan for the war-torn country. The leaders are pledging around $1.5 billion in humanitarian aid. They want to step up efforts for a new Syrian peace conference in Geneva, and they want to ensure that any transitional government retains control of the country's key institutions. This last point is being seen as a signal to the allies of President Bashar al-Assad that they can play a role in a post-Assad government.
I think it is unthinkable that President Assad can play any part in the future government of his country. He has blood on his hands. He's used chemical weapons. Now let's get on with the process of naming people from the regime, from the opposition, who can sit down and talk about a transitional authority that will take power in Syria, that will have, as we agreed, full power.
The trouble with that model is that Russia still firmly backs President Assad. President Putin defended his country's right to supply weapons to the regime.
We fulfill legal contracts. This is the legal government of Syria. This the government of Assad. There's no other legal government in Syria so far.
The Russian leader again had harsh words about the Syrian opposition, who the UK and US have suggested they might supply with arms. President Putin compared the rebels to the extremists who recently murdered a British soldier in London.
Many of them are exactly the same as the ones who perpetrated the killing in London. So if we acquit these people, if we arm them, what is going to control them?
Against the green backdrop of Lough Erne in Northern Ireland, G8 leaders removed their ties and posed for photographers. But the tranquil and relaxed setting belied the bitter and deep divisions over Syria, which this meeting has failed to resolve. This is Barbara Miller reporting for AM.